Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Sunday to you fellas as well. Jinx, you owe me a soda. For saying happy Sunday at the exact same time as me. I'll take a Mexican Coke, please.
Well, shotgun, I get front seat too. We doing this today?
Hey, speaking of Mexican Coke, you know, I think our fearless leader in the White House, he may have won me over with something recently. I know, bold statement. You're intrigued. You're speechless. He said,
"Can't talk. I'm jinxed, man. You got to say my name for that's how that works.
That's what?
Yeah, you jinx somebody like, and that person can't talk until that other until somebody says their name.
Oh, Rashad, what up?
Well, that's not good for radio.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm like, you're just gonna.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I thought you literally had to get somebody a Coke. I like you have to go back.
Or
you don't
that,
have a vending
machine.
Mean,
yeah.
Or you that. Have to count. You know, jinx. What do you think?
Yeah.
You owe me a soda.
Yeah.
It's so cute. You must have a crush on him.
But like, I have so many additional questions. Keep going, Joe.
Oh, he just said that he told Coca-Cola, you gotta put cane sugar in the regular Coca-Cola.
Needs to be real.
It's the best sugar we've ever had. So he said that regular Coca-Cola, like in the can, like in the 2-liter, everything, because the Mexican Coke is the only one that uses cane sugar. And so he said, I want it. I want it badly.
Well, let's go one further. Let's just put the cocaine back into the Coke. Like, I mean, if
did
we're going to
really,
go for it.
Did we really do that?
I think that was
is that an urban legend or
no,
was that a real
thing? Early.
Like, I want cocaine back in my Coca-Cola right now.
Yeah. I'll confirm this on the Dr. Google.
Thing.
But like 1890, like 1905, 1910, there was coca in the Coca-Cola.
I know that we used to have like cocaine in medicines.
No, cocaine is considered a Schedule II narcotic. It is available at pharmacies.
Yeah, cocaine.
Cocaine. So for those of you who don't know, I don't know if you guys do.
I'm going to ask my girlfriend about this. She's a pharmacist. I don't know if I believe that.
A pharmacy tech. You can text her now.
And
I was a pharmacy tech at one point. You know, I went to Apollo College.
Uh-huh.
It was weird. But yes.
Where is that?
Yeah. Yeah, we got to keep that. But it was
we'll
one of those
how
things.
How far the show will take us. Mm-mm-mm-mm. A Hans Bohort Sunday.
There you go.
I love you adding the.
Yeah,
that was perfect.
That's how the song goes. Yes, I learned that cocaine is a Schedule II narcotic and can be, in some cases, can be got at a pharmacy by if. Prescribed by a doctor or pharmacist.
We don't have weed, but we have cocaine.
Yeah, one of those things, man.
I don't know if I believe that.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't lie, man.
Going to the Google
machine.
Would
I lie to you?
In the late 1800s, coca, wine, and other beverages containing cocaine were popular in the U.S. and Europe.
So one for one.
There you go.
Okay, I'll believe that.
By the early 1900s, concerns about the addictive nature of cocaine grew. In 1903, yes, so I was close on this, Coca-Cola removed cocaine from its formula.
Ah.
So what, 3 years of the old 1900s? We got cocaine?
You're fine.
It literally used to be considered medicine.
Want to go for two for two?
Well, do not read the AI overview. I don't want the Google AI overview.
Okay.
That is an untrustworthy source. All right.
How about DEA.gov?
That's pretty good.
Is that better?
I mean, what do they know?
What does FBI.org know?
What do they know, really? I mean, have we stripped that department too? Huh?
Let's see. Let's type
Dosed
it in.
The hell out of it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
God.
Are they really still got some cocaine in some pills, some pharmaceuticals?
I mean, there's amphetamines in pills.
Well, yes, I do know that. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I'd believe it, but I'm also just like,
why?
I'm also thinking in the lab when they're making these pills, they're just cutting open a brick of cocaine and they're like, all right, taking a teaspoon and okay, here's some for that batch.
Yeah, see if this is good or not. Putting it on their gums and stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah, I remember being in class.
It's like half baked over here. Like,
yeah,
I remember being in class at that point and our instructor telling us about cocaine being a C2, and I remember just thinking like, why? Like, what would be the medical use for coke, and what would need to happen for somebody to prescribe cocaine? Like, that was my whole thing, and I was like, I don't get it. So, but it is there. It's in a safe. I've seen it.
Okay, I am on healthline.com.
Just text your lady.
Healthline.com. She's probably still sleeping.
Okay.
Cocaine hydrochloride. Or medical cocaine has limited medical uses due to its high potential for misuse and addiction. But it is used in local anesthetics. Vasoconstrictor. I don't know what the hell that is. A diagnostic aid.
It kind of like stops your heart a little bit.
The American Academy of Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery recognizes cocaine as a valuable anesthetic. And a vasoconstriction agent when provided by physicians as part of an individual's treatment. How about that?
Two
for two.
Did not know that.
I'd like to believe, though, that they're like, all right, you just had this head and neck surgery.
Here's some blow.
Yeah. Here's a little baggie for
couple,
you. A
couple rails
I,
for you.
Here's an eight ball.
Can I have some aspirin? We don't have aspirin, but we've got blow.
Yeah. Say what now? Yeah, I remember when I was in the hospital, and the doctor
got
was
that
like,
Columbia Bam Bam for you.
The doctor was like, "So we're gonna give you some fentanyl," and I was like, "Whoa, you're gonna what? No, you're not." Like, it was real quick. Like, I perked all the way up, and they were like, "No, no, you're not."
There's
like,
a video.
Not that.
Yeah, there's a video of some kid. Same thing. They're like, "All right, we got you on some morphine. We have you on some fentanyl," and he's. Fentanyl.
Yeah, and he looked like seriously. That's it.
She had to stop her. She had to stop herself. She's like, no, not the bad fentanyl, the medicine type of fentanyl.
Yeah,
she's like, gonna say the good type of fentanyl. Oh, yeah. Didn't know there was a good type of fentanyl.
Yeah, like two doctors came in and they're like, we'd like to give you some fentanyl. I'm like, what for? What? No, no way. And then it ended up being okay, but still, I was pretty freaked out about it initially.
The text line says, and you can join us on this, these cocaine conversations. That sounds like a
great podcast.
That sounds like a mixtape, like a French Montana.
Seriously,
Push
or future.
Would they allow
Pusha
that?
Push a T. That's a great one for him. That'll be a great follow up.
Cocaine conversations.
Would they allow you guys just doing bumps on YouTube, just like continuing to talk on the mic? I'm not sure that's allowed.
What a radio bit.
Yeah.
That'd live be, next, we do cocaine on air.
We're fastest kidding. Talking that podcast ever. Yeah, I think that would be great radio. It might be great, you know. It might be a great podcast to watch.
Listen, guys, I was watching sports last night, and I think I really had a great time watching.
I saw that one. Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Charlie Scheffler is the best golfer of all time. I swear to God, man, he's up by five strokes right now.
He dunks. He passes. Oh my God.
No, the text line said John Pemberton, who developed the recipe for Coca-Cola, originally marketed it as a replacement for morphine, as he himself had become an addict after a bayonet wound during the Civil War. Now, that's a good historical fact right here on Sports
that's crazy.
Sunday.
Bayonet
so, wait, you'll automatically believe that, but when I said, like, you can get cocaine
oh,
in
AI.
The hospital, wow. It's like, oh.
The text line never lies.
Oh,
okay.
There we go.
They wouldn't lie to me. Yeah. They wouldn't lie to you, boy.
They are slightly better than the internet. Slightly.
No, yeah, for sure.
I do love in The Sopranos, whenever like Tony comes down with like a sickness or something like that, Carmen, his wife, is just like, drink a Coca-Cola. Like, that is
her terrible health
that
advice.
That is her remedy, which seems very, like, New Jersey Italian. Yeah, like, remedy-wise. Like, here, have some gabagool.
Who told you that? Like,
have a good serving of, some pasta.
She kept Tony fat. Yeah. All the time.
I think I would say his career choices probably kept his stress levels high, and he was a stress eater.
That's a good point. I don't know if any...
ripping at that gabagool in the fridge.
In any gangster movie or series, I don't know of the, like, the Godfather or whoever the Don is being, like, an in-shape guy.
Just ripped.
Seriously. I mean, Pacino and Godfather, what, the... two, like, he's really the
they live,
well, and then Marlon Brando in the first one.
Yeah, like, they're everybody was kind of like husky.
They
live
to old age, though. See, that's the thing with Gandolfini is rest in peace.
It's all those preservatives in the gabagool.
It's real tomatoes in the sauce, though. That's what it is. Yeah. It's not, you know, processed sauce. They were eating the real stuff.
Then you go out on a 110 degree day, and you can't exist like the rest of us because. You ate yourself out. It's like, oh, damn, bro. That just, Gandolfini, that always makes me sad when we talk about him. He's great, but I was just like, God, I wish you were.
Can I make a confession live on the show?
You never watched Sopranos?
No, I've watched The Sopranos. I just didn't love it like everybody
Don't
else did.
Don't step.
It's a great show. It was
a good enough show, but I thought there were better shows on HBO than.
I'm more of a Wire guy.
The Wire is the greatest show ever made.
Yeah. I will second you on that.
Yeah, The Wire is the greatest show. Oz was amazing. I just finished watching that again.
Yeah.
That show.
J.K. Simmons is scary.
Oh my gosh.
That show. I have not finished Oz. I think I'm like still in season two, 2 years later.
It's hard to
but
watch.
That show is
once.
Jarring.
Oh my gosh.
There's it's some things that go down in that show. I remember one night I was like, hey, let's get back into Oz. And I was with my girlfriend. And there's some things
willing
that.
To watch that?
She's.
Oh, my wife stopped watching it. She would look at him like, yeah, this is. I'm good.
Yeah, there was some things that went down in an episode where I was like, okay, I don't think I'm gonna put this on around her anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
This is probably a prison show, by the
she's
way.
She probably watched, like, saw it with me, and she's like, what the hell is the matter with you? You will watch this out of entertainment? And then I say the same thing to her when she pops on Love Island.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Love Island.
At least there's
Temptation
hot
Island
to look at.
Is pretty fun.
Oh, because they can't have
No, they can, but, like, it's not... So they'll take couples who are, like, having issues or whatever.
What about
which is
Cocaine
the,
Island?
Which is a crazy... I think that would be way more fun.
Let's do that. That would be...
Cocaine
would,
Love
I'm
Island.
I'm almost for sure that it's happening already on those islands. You're just not showing it. I'm almost for certain. So, yeah, but it's one of those things. But these couples get a chance to meet other people who are not attached, and they'll see where it goes. That's kind of fun to see who kind of falls and who shakes, but... Other than that, like, yeah, I can't get into a lot of the love shows. Although Netflix makes some pretty trashy dating shows are pretty fun.
You can technically call Oz a love show.
I suppose there's love. There's love. I mean,
there's love and certainly hate.
There is kind of a love story on Oz, though. It's weird, but it's.
Actually,
really
the,
deep, but there is a love story going on.
What's the actress's name from The Sopranos? Edie Falco? Is that her name?
The wife?
She's also in Oz. Yeah,
she's in Oz, yeah.
Exactly. HBO does a great job of using all their people for other stuff. You'll find a lot of people from Oz in The Wire, right? You'll find a lot of people.
What is it? The Littlefinger from Game of Thrones. He is Mayor Carchetti in The Wire.
Yeah. So they'll do that quite often. They don't do it anymore, but HBO used to make the best movies. Like, I mean, the Mike Tyson movie, if you've never seen it, with Michael Jai White playing Mike Tyson, who's done the best job of Mike Tyson. Anybody playing Mike Tyson in anything, he was amazing in that movie. The Don King movie with Ving Rhames playing Don King.
Gotta
was
throw in
awesome.
61 with Barry Pepper and Thomas Jane.
61.
Yeah, Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle.
Rebound. I got one for you. You ever heard of Earl Manigault?
Earl Manigault?
Earl the Goat Man. The term goat comes from him because he was considered by most people in New York the greatest basketball player ever. And they made a movie about him in like 96 starring Don Cheadle. Awesome. You can actually watch it on YouTube at this point, man. But it is a great movie. Man.
Love Don Cheadle.
Rebound. And Kareem in his very last game when Chick Hearn is interviewing him and ask him who's the greatest player he's ever played against, he said it's the Goat. And yeah, that's what that is, man. So check out Rebound if you ever get a chance.
Another 100% true fact on the text line. A fun fact, actually. Someone says that in the 80s, Pablo Escobar hired a group of pharmaceutical doctors to create a Coca-Cola with the cocaine back in it. Those are the type of hobbies you can enjoy when you have $20 billion in cash.
I'm behind that. What a party. Like, you don't even need any party favors. You can just bring a case of Coca-Cola.
That would be a weird
Everybody
gets
down. I thought
you were going to say a case of Coke.
Oh, no. It's still, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's such a weird thing to see.
Cocaine.
So I would rather just drink it out of a bottle.
Cocaine rap is going to have a hell of a 2 weeks, though. Just got the new Clips album with Pusha T and Malice, which if you are a hip-hop fan, if you are a rap fan, my God. And yeah, spend your time listening to that over and over and over
again.
It's
legit. It's definitely the best album of the last couple years, maybe since King's Disease, you know, but this album goes...
Gets better with every listen.
Oh, for sure.
And then Freddie Gibbs is going to release a new album, Alfredo 2.
Spready Freddie, huh?
What?
I'll tell you in the break. Don't worry.
I don't like that nickname at all.
Yeah, I'll tell you
later. Hey, Gibbs is my guy. Do not besmirch Freddie Gibbs, okay?
I love Freddie Gibbs.
Do not.
He's from Gary, Indiana. That's where Michael Jackson's from.
Yep. But he'll have a new album in a couple weeks. So cocaine rap back on the menu. Cocaine.
I heard Michael Jackson beat up Tupac.
Beat up?
Yeah. That's the rumor.
Gives him a right hook.
Because Michael Jackson was a Crip. You know that, right?
What?
What?
Listen. Wait, this sounds crazy.
This is not an urban legend, right?
No. Look it up. There's pictures of Michael Jackson throwing up cookies with his Crip friends, man. I'm telling you.
Get out of here with that red shirt. No, well, yeah, you're not supposed to wear that.
I'll tell you more about it.
Like, what world am I living in?
Listen, number one, Gary, Indiana is one of the hoodest places that you'll ever find.
Like, I mean, can't say I've been to Gary, but I've seen plenty of pictures and listened to plenty of Freddie Gibbs. And it looks like one of those Iron Belt towns of the 50s and 60s that was thriving.
Sure.
Everybody wants to move to Gary, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
Plenty of economic opportunity out here.
Yeah, if you want to work at the factory. And then, I know what they do at the factory. Just,
and now
you know, that's where you're going to work.
Just an absolute just shell of itself. Just.
And those, Michael Jackson grew up with like six brothers, and they all had to fight because everybody thought that they was pretty boys and everything. So, yeah, Michael Jackson is, look it up. I'll show you some pictures on YouTube, Michael Jackson and his Crip friends.
Well, I'm reading that he lent his hand to like help the Crips and Bloods like form a truce. Like that might
yeah
be
that's where that gif comes from of him taking the gun and pushing it down. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course. Of course. But I'm telling you, man, I can tell you more.
Well, enough of this cocaine talk, because I feel like the city of Portland, we all got pretty high the other day after a certain announcement. My God.
Standing straight up.
Went from 6 to noon real quick, huh?
Man, I think there's a lot of cocaine being used for a lot of people around
inside,
the Northwest.
Yeah, I was inside Costco and I just started telling people.
Yeah. Shaking the lady, giving samples of biscotti. Dave's back!
Yeah, I was shocked. I thought somebody was pranking me. I was like, get the F out of here.
Get your hands off me! Yeah, we're probably going to spend a lot of this show talking about the big news in the city of Portland from this week. And that is not just city of Portland, in the NBA. The landscape was shooketh. Damian Lillard is a Blazer once again. We get to that next here, Sports Sunday, 10 A.M. The Fan.
Your home. Your savings. Your children.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've just been partying so much.
It was Thursday.
All the days are blending together.
It was Thursday.
Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, it was Thursday. It was right about 2:50, 2 something like that, because I remember thinking, oh, they're going to have a ball with this on
I believe it was 2:21?
Yeah, Isaac Everett Rupp said the exact time.
Yes.
That Shams dropped the bomb.
Well, I think it was an Orem. A Bill Orem bomb. That's what Durton Spriker telling me is that Bill Orem was the first one to tweet it out. So.
Well, can I just stab myself in the heart?
Oh boy!
No, I apologize.
Here we go.
I hate it when the national media gets huge credit. Shams gained so many followers because of this announcement. I'm sure when it was actually our Bill Orem here in Oregon. Like, congrats to him. Damn it. Give him the correct credit. I wish ESPN would just like be like, you know what? This was actually Oregon Live's Bill Orem. But no, they pay Shams, so they're Shams.
Where were you guys? What were you doing?
I was on the couch just watching, trying to find something to watch, and it was really tough to do so. But then I get a phone call from my guy, and he was like, bro, did you hear? And I was like, did I hear what? And the news had just broke within like 3 or 4 minutes. It was like, did you hear him? Did I hear what? Dame just signed a 3-year deal with Portland. I said, what? Like, what? And then I go and look at Bleacher Report, and sure enough, Damian Lillard back to Portland, 3 years, $43 million. What the hell? Like, I turn to my wife and go, I just kind of laughed because it was like, oh, this is crazy. I'm turning to my wife and go, yo, Dame is back in Portland. And she's like, I know, he like lives here. Like, and I was like, nah. He signed with Portland, 3 years, $43 million. And she was, what? And then all of a sudden, everybody is texting and everybody, man, are you seeing this? Are you, oh my God, oh my God. I'm like, part of me is like, was at first, yeah, you know, this is what happens when you leave a good relationship and hit the streets and find out the streets don't love you, you know, the same.
Baby, I was wrong.
And then they come back and was like, yes, I was wrong.
Take
that's my
me back,
fault.
Please.
But ultimately, like, this was two things. Number one, officially, this is the greatest free agent that Portland's ever signed.
Yeah,
that's number one.
Yeah, like,
it is. No, that's we've had the conversation.
Listen,
all
I'm
the
a
time,
big Brian Grant fan, but I love me some Rasta Monster.
This is it, though. Like, I mean, it's Damian Lillard. That's number one. So we can get rid of that narrative.
If only we would have signed Hedo Turkoglu.
No, man. I mean, that was it.
Hedo's wife.
He ended up sucking the next year. So I think we did a good thing by not, signing Turkoglu. Like, he was at the end of his.
But he just was in the right spot. If he was in Portland, He would have been an all-star.
Probably. Probably.
You know, let's branch off and make this a Hedo Turkoglu segment. And what could have been?
Yeah. Are we talking about Sacramento Kings Hedo Turkoglu? Because, yes, we can talk about that guy because the dude is about to come to Portland was trash. Anyway, so on the one hand, like, yes, they fill that void as far as, like, hey, no free agents ever come here. But then, too, this is the much needed shot in the arm that I think Blazer fans needed. I mean, because losing Dame was by far and away the saddest moment in Trailblazer history next to Game 7, 2000. Like, I don't mean, like, that was a huge, huge shot to the ego of Blazer fan, to that Dame, you know, didn't want to be here anymore and didn't want to do anything. And then so to hear that, to hear your superstar say that, it was kind of like, who would ever want to come here now after your star who's been down with you for, you know, 11 years is like, yeah, I don't want to be here anymore. But the fact that he came back, and more than that, the response from the rest of the league that he came back was like, everybody knows now with this conversation about ring culture being like the top of a lot of arguments right now, for Dame to say, man, I tried the ring chase thing. It clearly didn't work as well as I wanted it to. Hell, he's made it further in Portland than in Milwaukee in the playoffs.
It's true.
So, you know, man, it's grass ain't always greener. And let me go home where I know they love me, where I know they respect me, where I know I am a legend. I am, in most people's eyes, not mine, but in most people's eyes, the greatest trailblazer to ever live, right? And so why wouldn't he come back to a city and to a team that covets him as more than just a basketball player, but as a piece of this community? And so I think that's the main thing. So I love Dame for making that decision. He could have went anywhere. And I don't know what other teams are offering him. But a part of me was kind of confused, like, why Portland? Like, you're still going to be able to play a little bit, even if it's a limited role off the bench. Like, he can shoot. So he's going to be able to shoot for the next 5 years if he really, really wants to play. So I was kind of confused about why Portland, you know, and I'm not sure who offered him money or as much money as Portland did. Maybe they offered him the most and it was easy for him to make that decision. But I'd be curious to know who else offered him what, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if we'll get that information.
It'll come out eventually, but not yet.
I wonder, I don't think many offered more than a mid-level exception, which is what he got in Portland, the $14.1 million salary or whatever. But when you hear contenders were offering that as well as the, like, the minimum, you think Boston, you probably think L.A. Like,
Golden State.
Exactly,
yeah.
All these teams that have that mid-level exception right now. So I think you don't really even need a report to come out. You can kind of put the pieces together. And if I were any team contending with that, that's the first call you make.
Yeah, I mean, instant reaction for me. I was driving in the car, totally not using my cell phone.
Hey,
that'd be dangerous.
Don't do that.
I mean, come on, who would do something like that? And started seeing the tweets come out, and, you know, had to check the account of the Twitter accounts multiple times so I wasn't getting butt cracked or ball sacked or NBA sentineled. Take your pick. I'm sure it's. When I say that, I'm sure my dad's listening, and he's like, what the hell
what
is he talking about?
What are these guys talking about?
NBA
Sentinel? You just turn on the radio, and the first thing you hear.
But
you just sounded like Weenie in the Butt, and it was awesome.
But, yeah, I mean, my instant reaction, I think it wasn't, like, this isn't shocking that he's coming back to Portland. I think it was more so soon, happening right now, at this point, like, I was anticipating maybe a little bit later, maybe him even now. What's nice is that obviously he's getting paid by the Bucks this year, but now the Blazers are going to be paying him this year too.
$70 million a year. Ooh.
Yeah. To rehab and chill and be with your family and do it in the city that you love. But I think just the timing of it is what caught everyone off guard.
Like, oh yeah.
I think I didn't anticipate it for it to happen this soon. I know it had been talking about. I mean, I think that a lot of people felt, I personally felt that he was going to try the ring chasing a little bit longer and go to a Boston or a LA or a Golden State, you know, go to Golden State, Oakland, you know, Bay Area where he's from and try it for a year or two and then do the swan song one last year in Portland. But
that's what I expected.
He's closing it out in Portland all the way. Like, and I tweeted out a couple weeks ago, you know, my feelings on the whole Dame coming back, you know, reunion. And you know, there's a whole other side to this coin as far as, like, you know, being a Blazer fan that we all are, like, this is awesome, right? Like, you have that instant joy, like, the best player in our franchise history, a guy that's meant so much, a great human being in the community, and just, like, you know, let's also face it, like, he's doing this because he wants to be closer to his kids. Like, we
family,
we know the story that his wife and him, they divorced a few years ago, and when he went to Milwaukee, his ex-wife and the kids did not, and so one of the tweets I said, I was like, unless he wants to come back here so he can be closer to his family, his kids, winning be damned. Like, that's the only reason why I see him wanting to come back here. And that's what he's doing. Like, that has got to be priority number one for him. He's like, I can come back to Portland because I am close to my kids and I can spend more time with them that I've missed out on the last couple of years. And I'm going back to a city and a franchise that loves me, that I've loved, and I get to finish out my career in this city. But yeah, man, I just think that the instant reaction for everybody was shock. Yeah, it was going to happen at some point, maybe in a couple years, but right now, all right, let's do this.
Can I add to that it was just instantly a happy feeling to be a Blazers fan again? Like, I went in about 5 seconds from hating this organization, still being pissed off at them getting rid of Damian Lillard, to now willing to open them back up, you know, in my heart. Like, hey, I love you. Give me a hug. Like, let's go back to those good old feelings that we used to have. Well, and for everybody saying, because there's so many detractors out there that are saying, like, well, why is Portland doing this? They're thinking with their heart, not their head. Bullsh. Why doesn't he fit on this roster? Please explain to me that, because he fits on so many different spots around the NBA. And yes, they're not competing for a championship, but he fits. It's not just nostalgia.
I think the reason that people would say, where does he fit, is initially kind of what I was saying. You know, the biggest thing for the Blazers, we've talked about it, is you have a lot of guards, and now you have a lot of centers. And so it's like you have a lot of two positions, and I think that was the reason people were like, where's the fit?
Well, and we've got a lot to get into about this. I actually wanted to get into next about you know, what is the focus for this upcoming season, knowing that you have a Damian Lillard second tenure on the horizon in a year. So what that looks like, again, the roster fit, there's a lot of things that are still left to be figured out here. But I wanted to just read this message from my sister the other day that laments what you were saying. Is that needing a shot in the arm, needing a star, needing some life in this franchise. And she said that my brother-in-law and her talked the other night, or hadn't talked about the Blazers in forever, and just the night before said they needed a star player again to get the franchise going. And, you know, this is my sister. She is a sports fan. My brother-in-law more so, like, he's the one that puts it on the TV, and my sister will watch the Braves games with him. Blazers games, you know, whatever is on disc golf, if he's putting it up on YouTube. But, you know, the fact that even she's like, man, we don't even care about the Blazers anymore. Like, we need someone, we need something to give us some life, some juice in this franchise. And that's Yang Hansen. Oh, no, it's Damian Lillard.
Well, but, I mean,
hey, we can get to him in the second hour, because I wasn't here last week. I know you guys talked some Yang.
Talked a little bit of Yang.
Yeah. Talked a lot of Yang.
But we are we're up against it. Let's take a break. I do want to talk about, like, what is the focus for this upcoming season now? And, like, how's it gonna go, but again, like, knowing what is on the horizon, and that's gonna be kind of the weird part, is like, all right, we got Dame back. We want him back now, but we gotta wait. So What is the feeling, the vibes, the focus for this upcoming year for the Portland Trailblazers and the fans at large? You can text in 503-864-6326, also on the YouTube chat, but we will get to that next year, Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan. But first, Jordan Schultz with the Sports Center update.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I know you like your white boys. I saw you.
Color me bad?
I saw you downtown at the Pride Festival.
Joe.
Wait, how did I see you there?
You were there too.
Wait a second.
They have great food down there,
guys. I might have seen you from a balcony there.
Sausages and
they had great food there.
Bananas and honey buns.
I did go to the Jazz Fest yesterday though.
My wife and I, Cathedral Park. Yeah, my wife and I were thinking about going.
You should go. Totally free.
I saw that. My wife and I ended up at the Robin Hood Festival, another free event down in Sherwood.
Hey, as a Sherwood alum. As a former Sherwood resident, I am familiar with the Robin Hood Festival.
I've got so many questions, but...
Oh, it went down. By the way, from about 7 p.m. on, there were a lot of hungry eyes in the crowd listening to music, if you know what I mean.
Looking at men in tights and their bulges.
Yes, and just each other. There were men and women that were... It was...
fair lady.
My wife literally was like, there are a lot of hungry eyes around tonight.
Yeah, man.
It goes down at the Robin Hood Festival.
It looks like it.
Sign me up for next year.
A lot of hotties, too. They were
from 10 a.m. to about 5 p.m., you know, that's when the families are out there, you know, doing the little puppet shows and, you know, all the, I don't know, Renaissance Festival crap that they do there.
I'm curious, Jordan, how many black families did you see there?
Actually, my wife and I.
In Sherwood? Tons.
My wife and I were counting minorities. In the tent that we were eating at Clancy's.
White people usually do.
Probably five.
Jordan with his arms folded. There's too many of them. Here.
No!
Two, three. That's enough.
We were saying that's there it. Weren't enough.
Hey! That's a stage announcement or something.
Get him here!
Where's the manager?
Listen, as someone who grew up in Sherwood, I will assure you, Rashad, wasn't there at the Robin Hood Festival. But probably not a lot of minorities.
No, I can imagine.
At the Sherwood Robin Hood Festival.
I can imagine. It's all good. But
plenty of turkey legs, I'm sure.
Actually, Rashad.
Love a great turkey leg.
Turkey legs.
Gotta be honest.
Meads of horn, or horn of mead.
Should have brought you. It would have been fun. Like, we were sitting there eating. We were smelling people smoking some substances in the tent. Like, it was quite the time.
Sounds like a good time, to be honest, man.
No cocaine, though, in Coca-Cola, unfortunately.
Did they have that in the Renaissance era?
A lot of people are not going then.
Right?
Try this. My fair lady, ye old cocaine.
I think they still used milk of the poppy.
Huzzah!
Use what now? Sorry?
Milk of the poppy. Oh. Like in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Basically, yeah. Heroin.
Heroin.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, well, okay.
Stronger.
You know, like the
milk of the poppy. The yeah. poppy seed. Yeah.
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 Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, there's a wasted segment.
Cool.
Let's get back on the clock. How about that? All right. I know that we just came back, but I want to give enough time to the Portland Trailblazers here, even though we just wasted the segment.
I think we got a lot of time to talk about Blazers today.
Yes, we do. Well, you know, we might have to carve out a seggy for what's going down across the pond over there in the open at Royal Portrush, because there is a dude that is just, he is just laying it on the table and saying, how do you like that?
Is it the dude we're always talking about?
Yes. Rory McIlroy?
Definitely
dude, I think
him.
He's going to win it this
definitely
year.
Not your favorite golfer. Your favorite golfer? Definitely not him.
God. Dude, I was...
You love Rory so much. You know you do. Dude, stop doing just... that.
You know
stop
how many
doing that.
Yesterday, Mike Tirico on the broadcast is like, wow, this is one of the most amazing scenes probably in any major and in the history of this major. Look at the crowd right now trying to form around Rory McIlroy. I'm like, he is six strokes behind.
He's got a video game, bro. Do you have a video game?
He's six strokes behind.
You know how many alerts I got yesterday? Rory McIlroy surging. And then I checked the score. I'm like, no, he's not. What the hell are we talking about?
Okay. All right. Now I'm triggered. I need to get my blood pressure down a little bit. Let's take a break. And come back. And again, what does this mean for the Portland Trail Blazers next year?
The Blazers brings your blood pressure down now?
Yes. Yeah,
actually.
It's okay. All good now.
A little bit. Okay.
We're fine now, all right? No worries, right? We do that next year, Sports Sunday, 10 to the Fan. I'm curious, though, what does next season look like? What is the focus? I feel like the elephant in the room is, as far as like who the pressure is on this year, it's one Scoot Henderson.
I was going to say something else, but okay. I like where you're going.
Well, I'm curious. I mean, like, what do you, I feel like that is one part of like, hey, this year, where are the eyeballs? Where's the attention? What's, you know, who matters on this roster going forward and that we need to see, you know, results from? Like, is it like Drew Holiday? Is this a 1 year thing with him where it's, you know, we'll see what Drew still has in his bag, and if he has something, then he's on the team when Dame comes back too. Like, again, what is the focus for this year, knowing that Damian Lillard is going to be on this team the following season? And also, like, do we anticipate that Dame is going to be coming off the bench when he comes back? No. Like, I would think that he is going to be a starter when he comes back. So, again, I'm just very curious to... I think everybody's curious what this team is going to look like. And it's funny that we're like trying to preview a Blazers team two seasons from now. But this is where, again, the focus and the vibes for this upcoming season, that it's shifted a little bit. It has changed with this Damian Lillard acquisition.
It has. It definitely
even
has.
Even though he's not going to play. It's a very interesting, bizarre situation.
I think this is a great opportunity for Dame to become a great player coach, almost, you know, because that's what he's going to be for this year. He's going to serve as like, he's going to be two things. He's going to be a mascot of sorts for the Blazers.
Well, and Sprague said it the other day, like bringing him in, this is one of those like locker room culture franchise setting moves where he comes in and he's like, hey, this is what we do here. Like, he is going to be the dude everybody looks to, even when he's not playing.
Having Dame this year is like having a celebrity owner, right?
It's like almost
a face of the franchise that you can look at and say, hey, and during breaks, hey, remember when Usher was the, like minority owner of the Cavaliers? Or when Jay-Z was the minority owner of the Nets, and they would always kind of talk about them. They almost served as mascots for the team at that point, and the team got notoriety because of it. I think Dame being here serves as something to say, like, okay, there's Dame, there's that figurehead that we're always used to seeing for the Blazers, and there's a little more hope when you see a guy like Dame on the sideline right now. So
you know what he is? He is our master splinter. We have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on this team. We got a bunch of
young, right now.
We got a bunch of young guys on this team, and he is Master Splinter, where everybody's going to look to, and he's going to tell them what to do, what the focus is, how they do it in Portland. That's how I like to look at this. And then once it's time for him to throw down, Master Splinter still had some moves.
No.
He can still get down.
He can still do it. He can definitely still do it.
Not what he used to be. He's not a spry ninja rat anymore, but still, when he needs to throw down.
In old age, you learn how to move.
He'll break out the kendo stick.
I do think this is an important year for Scoot. I think it's more important for Chauncey, though. You know, now that the Dame is back, and not just because of Dame coming back, because obviously that's going to take some time for him to get back on the court, but now you inherit a Drew Holiday. You get a Yang Hansen who looks like he's going to be able to play a little bit, and you get a chance to build on this roster that you already have. I think it's going to be tough for him because now you don't have many excuses after you get Dame back. But for Scoot, I think this is a great opportunity for them to pour into this young man. Drew Holiday's towards the end of his career. And if we're looking at numbers, just the numbers, right? Over the last couple of years, Drew Holiday's numbers are comparable to what Scoot's are at this point. And what Drew Holiday can do for Scoot is show him defensively, this is how you're able to lead your team. Scoot is already, in my opinion, a good defender on the wing against guards. I think he's a pretty good defender. He's stocky, he's strong. There's a lot that he can learn. And now that he's playing with a guy like Drew Holiday, he can teach him how to do things defensively that maybe he wasn't able to pick up on his own. I think that's the one thing. And then Drew can show him how to do things easily. Like, is Drew Holiday the most athletic dude? Like, mind you, he's big, he's strong, he's athletic, he's all those things. But is he the most of any of those things? Not really. But he's smart, he's heady, he's strong, he knows how to get to his spots, he knows how to make other guys better on the floor, and then he can change the game defensively. If you can really teach Scoot some of those things, I think he can learn a lot more from Drew than he can learn from Dame, because Ant can learn from Dame because Ant could shoot the ball. He could shoot that thing like crazy. You know, so he can learn that sidestep, and although Scoot is not the shooter that Anthony Simons was, but Dame can still teach him a lot as far as how to initiate an offense and how to run this offense and everything. So I think he can stand to learn a lot from two guys that are going to the Hall of Fame. And just be honest, Drew Holiday is, you know, a sixth man of the year, all those things, NBA, two-time NBA champion, probably at some point going into the Hall of Fame.
Olympic champion.
Olympic gold medalist. Dame, also an Olympic gold medalist, nine-time All-Star, you know, multiple-time All-NBA, is going to the Hall of Fame, more than likely one of the top 75 all-time. That guy can stand to learn a lot. And then, oh yeah, your Hall of Fame coach, who was also a champion and who also kind of played basketball the same way as Drew Holiday. You know, if you kind of look back at Chauncey's career, he had a better jumper than him, but kind of played the same way. I think he can stand and learn a lot from those three minds at one time. Scoot is already at this point averaging about the same numbers Drew Holiday has been averaging for the last couple of years. So you give him a couple of tricks of the trade, then I think this can be a big, big year for Scoot.
Well, it has to be.
It's a show and prove year. Anyway, this is year number three. Yeah, like, you have to prove this.
It has to be a big year for Scoot.
Can I chime in that if they don't, you're kind of given two gifts, right? If you're Scoot Henderson, learning from two of the best point guards in the league, right? 100%.
Honestly, could you think of a better point guard guard combo?
No.
Like, I'm going to learn offense from one of the best offensive players of our generation, and I'm going to learn defense from one of the best defensive guards
that's
of our generation.
Like getting,
honestly, Kobe
like,
and Gary Payton. That's the only other time I can think there's been two great guards on the team that can really show you how to do X or whatever.
That's like
I can't
getting
think
Aaron Rodgers and Michael Vick to teach you how to play quarterback if you're like a rookie. Like, you get the guy that knows how to throw, you get the best runner in history in the NFL at quarterback. Like, this is the best situation that Scoot Henderson could literally stumble into. And if he doesn't take advantage, Portland's moving on. I don't think there's much question about that.
I think
this is
the
last season that he has to show up.
I think the one thing about Scoot is he's continued to respond. Mind you, his minutes got cut this year. He got put on the bench. And he was still averaging about the same that he was averaging when he was a starter. And I think now that you give him an opportunity to be the starter, well, we'll see what happens. Drew Holiday's there, so probably not. But if you give him the opportunity to, because he's going to be on the bench more than likely. So what is he going to be able to do off the bench? I think this can be a big year for him. He starts averaging anywhere close to 16, 17 coming off that bench. Then we're talking about Scoot being sixth man of the year.
I don't know. I mean, this might be something that we do in the next segment. Talk more about Scoot and his role and what the season should look like. But yeah, I think we said it. It's like, I can't think of a better two-guard, two-player mentorship program than Damian Lillard and Drew Holiday. Like, having those two guys, some of the most professional players in the league, business mindset, like showing up to do their job, and their skill set being as different as it is, like, that is huge for this roster and Scoot Henderson. Like, it is it's a great thing to have in that locker room. I mean, I think you kind of made Drew Holiday a little bit happier by getting Dame in here. Because one, now Drew is probably like, all right, I don't have to be looked at as this, you know, mentor, veteran, like the guy that everybody's going to look to know how to be an NBA professional, to what to do on a night in and out, a night in and night out basis. Dame is essentially being added as a, you know, for this first year, like an assistant coach.
Yeah.
In reality. I mean, how much he's going to be, like, if he is at every home game and traveling with the team, like, probably not going to travel everywhere with them and go on every single road trip.
I expect to see him on big road trips, though.
But, I mean, would it shock you to see Dame on the bench for every home game or damn near every home game this season? No.
No.
It would not shock me at all.
Not at all.
He loves this team.
Yeah. I think that it's going to be very, very interesting watching this team in this season, how they developed from last year. But I think that just the type of energy that he's going to bring to this team just from not even playing. Like, it's going to be interesting to see how that translates. Because, yeah, have you ever seen someone be a star of a team and not be able to play for the whole season and, like, give them this much, like, juice and energy? Like, there's part of me where it's just like...
No, I've never seen it. I'm trying to think, even back into football, or anybody that's just kind of come out as a figurehead or just somebody that was there just in spirit.
Yeah, usually guys aren't with the team if they're injured, too. So that's another thing.
Yes, it's going to be real interesting. Let's take a break and get into hour number two, because I do want to talk more about Scoot. I want to talk about this team, what it's going to look like when Dame comes back. Because I think there is a little bit being overblown, overplayed here a little bit about like what this team looks like over the next 2 to 3 years. Because... Again, this is just such an interesting move overall as far as where these dudes are in their career and for this franchise and how it fits with the team. It's just there is a lot of questions and there's a lot of curiosity in how this all is going to work. I see you thinking over there.
I'm trying to think.
Don't hurt yourself.
Have we ever seen this? Have we ever seen a player that's still pretty much in a, not a prime, but, you know, towards the end of his prime?
No, definitely not. Not anymore. To be determined, but it's
not anymore.
Very much
towards
unlikely.
Towards the end of his prime, but still considered a superstar in this league or a star in this league. Has there ever, or any league, has there ever been a player that's gone back to a team after being away from that team for a couple years?
I mean, LeBron.
LeBron. LeBron is it.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan wasn't on another team, technically in the NBA, but he went to play baseball for a couple of years, came back, won 3 more titles. Like,
that's great company. Like, I mean, if there's, you know, as far as returning to a team, but like, yeah, but I mean, I would probably say Jordan retired and everything like that, but.
Well, you said away from the team for a couple of years. So I don't, and he didn't retire. He went to play for another team, just in another sport. Like, it's
retired.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. What did he really do?
All right, let's take a break. Hour number two. Talk more about this Dame stuff. Maybe do a little Yang Han Sen talk. And we are about 3 holes away from having the Open in Royal Portrush wrapped up. Just to give you a quick leaderboard update, Scottie Scheffler, 17 under par.
Thanks for taking
at
my
the top.
Job.
And they took the leaderboard away to show me a Rolex ad. So, you know, thanks
Rolex.
For that.
Rolex.
Yeah, we know. Rolex, really good watches. Oh, there we go. He has a 5-stroke lead, though, with 3 holes left over Harris English and some guy with the last name Goddarup.
Yeah, Chris Goddarup.
First time ever heard his name. Wyndham Clark is 6 strokes back. So Scottie Scheffler very much in the driver's seat to winning his 4th major. Let's take a break. Hour number 2. Again, more Dame talk, Yang Hansen, and major golf talk here on the Fin Sports Sunday. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, 10 to 10. Commercial break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.